In this episode, we sit down with Liz, who's ventured into the world of DS for the first time, and how she's incorporated it into her existing long-term relationship. Liz shares her initial steps, challenges, and the profound impact of BDSM on her and her partner's connection and communication, from confronting fears and preconceptions to utilizing practical tools like the sex menu for negotiating desires. This episode is a testament to the transformative power of open dialogue and trust in rekindling intimacy. This podcast contains frank discussions about sex, kink, and BDSM. If you're a consenting adult who wants to learn more about these topics, then stay tuned.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk, helping you create the dom sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Conversations with a Dom. With me, not a Dom, Mwano, joined by Chief.
Hello.
And Liz.
Hi.
Liz is in a long-term partnership with her partner Tom, and they have recently started exploring DS together as a couple. Liz, how long have you been exploring DS with your partner?
So I think it's coming up to like 3 months.
So quite new
very
still.
Long for. Yeah, babies.
How did that get started?
We, as you said, we're in a long-term partnership. We've been together for 11 years this year, and it's something I've always been quite interested in. I read a lot of smut.
Don't we all?
That's a big, yeah, that's a big part of the books that I like to read. And as you can imagine, being together with somebody for that long, we work together, live together, things slow down a lot. I also struggle with depression, so my tablets basically push my sex drive to basically nothing. And I just thought, why don't I mention to Tom, let's try something new and just see what his thoughts are. And luckily it went really well.
So how long had you been kind of doing a self-exploration into the world of smut and BDSM subjects before you decided to approach it?
Well, I've always flirted with the idea of DS and BDSM. Like, I've always really liked spanking and stuff like that. But from when I was younger, before I was with Tom, I sort of forced these things upon, if that makes sense. So like the men or people I was sleeping with wouldn't ask me if they could do certain things to me. And that sort of scared me away from it, because as you guys always say, consent and agreeing things before is such a big part of it. And having that taken away from you and sort of forced on you, and then you can't say, actually, no, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. It took me a while to sort of work up the courage to think, you know, I love and trust Tom more than anybody in my life. So why don't we try and explore it together, and I can sort of take some of that power back that's been taken away from me before. I've probably been reading a lot more smut in the last 6 months to try and get myself back into feeling like having sex and doing things with Tom, because like I said, with the depression and the antidepressants that I'm on, they just make you feel so rubbish and not wanting to do anything. And they also make it very hard to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I'd say the last 6 months I've been really like looking into it, and then plucked up the courage to speak to Tom in January about trying it. So
yeah, we've definitely found that. It's the longer in your relationship, and then other life factors, work, get in the way, and it
mm-hmm.
makes you have less sex. Certainly, that's been my experience. But then sometimes I'll go on the forum or I'll chat to someone about BDSM, and it kind of relivens it and reignites that spark in a way. So
Well, I mean, but when I was thinking about talking to Tom, I just Googled BDSM relationship or DS dynamic, and I think your website was one of the first ones that came up, because I didn't want to go to Tom and say, oh yeah, let's try this thing. and not know anything about it and not know exactly what I want and expect him to go, yeah, okay. So when I found your website and your workbook and, I mean, the sex menu, I literally want to shout it from the rooftops to every single couple I know. Like, even if you're not interested in BDSM, do this sex menu. Mm. It's like, it's such a game changer.
Yeah. I think that's the most popular thing that gets downloaded on the website. That's how most people find it.
Definitely.
Like, what is this stuff? Like,
yeah, I mean, we literally like, so I talked to Tom about it and I'd saved all the pages on your website, saved the sex menu and was just like, here's some information, go away and read it and think about it and then we'll come back together. And yeah.
Interesting, because I was going to ask you how you approached it and, you know, how did you feel when you first
were thinking about
how to broach the topic with a partner?
I'd been thinking about it for a couple of days. I'd found your website a couple of days before and I think it was a weekend. We were playing a video game and Tom kept saying to me, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. He was like, okay, fine. And then playing a bit more, are you sure you're all right? I was like, he was like, just say it. And I was like, I've been looking into this thing that I want to try. And he was like, what? Just tell me. He was like, we've been together for 11 years. You could tell me anything. I was like, okay, I want to be in a DS relationship with you. And he was like, oh, okay. And then like we just started talking about it.
Did he know what that meant?
I had to go a bit more in depth with him. And I was like, look, this is something that I wanted to try for a while. I've always sort of flirted with the idea of it. And I've been reading on this website, this great website. It's got all this information on. And it's just something I think would help. Like, with my main thing is not being able to shut my brain off. And because I'm a business owner, and Tom, what I'm sure we'll get into later, is autistic and dyslexic. So a lot of the business stuff, because he works for me as well, I have to deal with. So my brain is constantly going. And I was like, one of the things that I think will help me is if I literally say to you, you're in charge, tell me what to do. I don't need to think about it. Just be there. And of course, like any man, he was like, if this means we get to have more sex, then hell yeah, I would. I think we spent the night I finally worked up the courage to talk to him about it. I think we ended up staying awake till about 1 a.m. just talking about it and how, you know, it's been really difficult with me not wanting to have sex. He doesn't ever want to initiate it because he's worried about rejection. And it just opened up a whole new level of communication that we'd not had before, which was really nice. And although we'd been together for such a long time, and like I said, we trust and love each other implicitly, I didn't realize how much we haven't talked about our sex life until I bought Changing the Dynamic up.
May I ask, what did sex look like and communication around sex look like before you brought up DS? Like, if it was always in the back of your mind, is it something that you would think about and then just like stop yourself from saying? Or what were your bedroom negotiations before approaching DS?
I think, well, the communication was minimal and I just felt so guilty all the time. Like, I wasn't enough. And then when you start thinking, oh, I'm not enough, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, it then puts you even further down to thinking, well, there's nothing I can do. I can't help it that I don't want to have sex with you. I love you and I want to be with you. But we didn't really ever talk about it, other than maybe once in a while I'd be like, I'm really sorry, we've not done anything for a while, I'm just not feeling it, or we didn't really have a communication or a dialogue about it. And now, since that first discussion, we're checking in really, really regularly, probably more than once a week, checking in, seeing how we're feeling about everything. It just blows my mind that it's gone basically from nothing to everything, communication-wise.
Mm. But it's not, it's that fear, it's that initial fear of, and once you're over it, it's like the dam mm-hmm. breaks, and it's sort of like,
100%.
Oh, we can talk about all this stuff. It's not actually as scary yeah. as I thought it would, but having said that, you know, you have to have that supportive partner. It sounds like,
yeah.
you know, you like you say, you trust each other, and so anything you do say is fine, and that's you have to have that, otherwise communication, you're going to get rejected straight away.
I'm very, very lucky with Tom. He's just the most amazing human being ever. He's gone above and beyond with research. I think I messaged you, Chief, a couple of times because of his dyslexia. His dyslexia is so severe, he can barely read. It's that bad. So like the first week before he found this speech to text app, he was just like, my brain is so full of information because he's trying to read as much as he can. And obviously it's not as easy for me. I mean, I read a book in a day, and his mind is blown that I can read that quickly. So he then ended up downloading your book and a great app for anybody with dyslexia. It's called Speechify. Mm-hmm. I think it's $7.99 or $9.99 a month. And literally you can link it to your Kindle. So it picks up every single book, and you can choose what voice you have it in, and that's been a game changer, and lots of YouTube videos
Yeah, I think I should do more. Like I've often thought about whether I should be reading the articles and posting a speech version of them at the top, but I guess that's why we have the podcast as well, to try exactly. and help people out in other ways. I'm mind blown that you can read a book in a day. It takes me so long. You read loads.
I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just constantly reading. It's great.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. What going back to what you said about the one of the reasons you like DS is the kind of to turn off your mind in some ways because of the overthinking or having to be during the day.
Yeah, I think the thing is with me, I'm very, very dominant in everyday life. Obviously, because I run a business, I have to be in control of everything that way, and with the house. And again, because of Tom's autism and dyslexia, I run like all the bills accounts, do all the admin. So it's nice to have an aspect of my life where I can just let go and just be, you know, submissive and be like, okay, like you take the reins for a bit, because I don't get to really do that in any other part of my life. So, I mean, I'm also a carer for my nan and my uncle, who are both disabled. So it's nice just to let go for a bit.
Mm.
So what does DS look for you currently? Are you playing the submissive side? And is it sex only? Or are you exploring outside of the bedroom?
So currently it's sex only. I'm not ready to let go of the rain just completely yet. And we sort of wanted to ease ourselves into it because it is so new for both of us. We're figuring it out together as we go along and checking in and making sure, like my biggest worry is because I brought it up and said I want to be submissive, is that Tom isn't really dominant and I'm sort of forcing him to do this. So I keep checking in with him and he's like, no, I absolutely love it. It's great.
Mm.
It's like something he can be in control of. So yeah, it's for the minute, it's only in the bedroom because I think I'm too dominant otherwise to be told what to do outside.
There's so many interesting points there because I think a lot of people think that to start a DS relationship, it has to be perfect and you have to go from 0 to 100 straight away.
Yeah.
Whereas you're coming at it in the much better way, which is, you know, we don't quite know what we want, and that's fine, and we're testing things out and it will evolve over time. But, you know, I see so many subs who are like, oh, right, I'm going to go and find the perfect Dom and he's going to be a master Dom and he's going to do everything to me. And I'm like, you won't even enjoy that. You won't like that because you don't know what you like yet. And it'll be too much for you probably anyway.
Well, one of the great things that Tom has done to help us both, I mentioned it briefly when we had our little chat the other week. He gives me homework. So after the first sort of week of us discussing it, he was like, right, I'm going to email you some homework for you to do. There's no rush on it. Just read it and come back. And it was like 5 points that he wanted me to look at. So I think the first one was safe words. He wanted me to pick it and it be something I chose. The second one, I think, was he wanted me to write down 3 positions that I wanted to try that we've not tried before. And I think the other one was to write 2 or 3 fantasies or ideas that I wanted to try that he could look into. And I think we've done 2 or 3 bits of homework where he sent me like, you tell me what you want me to look into and I'll look into it and come back. So
I love that. It's like you're giving a perfect example of how to introduce DS into your relationship. Honestly, because it's perfect. Again, lots of DOMs think, oh, right, I need to tell the sub to do. And whatever I say is gospel and that's it. Whereas your approach is great. You know, you give the person options and then the sub can choose because it's a relationship after all. And it's not all about
exactly
you doing what you want as a DOM. So. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, Tom's more worried that he's going to do something to upset or hurt me because he said he really resonated with you, Chief, listening to your background and being brought up to be respectful and polite. And Tom was actually raised by his grandparents. Mm-hmm. So he's really old school. And me being like, oh, yeah, maybe we could experiment with you calling me a slut. He's like, oh. Yeah. What? I can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, but we're in that safe space and I know I'm safe with you. I trust you. Like I'm not sitting watching TV and you go, all right, slut, go and make me some dinner.
Yeah.
We've agreed to it in that space. So yeah, I'm glad to hear that we're doing the right thing.
100%.
Sounds very healthy.
Yeah.
What do your negotiations look like currently? Like when do you approach something or broach up a subject?
Well, the homework has really helped. And again, sex menu, the things that we've said we both want to try. I mean, we're quite lucky. We didn't differentiate too much on the sex menu. That was what I was worried about, was that he was going to tell me he wanted to try something super extreme. And I'd be like, well, I'm not sure about that. But again, Tom is so easygoing. So I keep saying to him, like, is there anything I can do, like any fantasies you want to explore or tell me? And he's like, I don't really mind. So I guess the negotiations really are from me to him and sort of giving him the confidence to say, you know, I'd like to try that, or I'm happy if you put a hand on my throat or do a bit of degradation. Or It's just easy. He's just an easy husband to have, honestly. He's made it easy.
Yeah, it's key. It's key that, you know, having the right person who you can talk to this stuff about makes everything so much better. So
yeah, I'm very lucky. And because of his autism, he has listened to, read so many things, gone above and beyond because he's like laser focused on it. He's done so much research and not sort of stood by and gone, oh yeah, I might boss you about a bit when we're upstairs. But I'm like, I literally can't fault how much research and things he's done into it. So
amazing.
Have there been any hiccups along the way or something that you try and then you guys realize that no, this is not for us?
I had to yellow in a scene last week, but that was only because he pulled me up off the bed and it made me dizzy. And so I needed to stop and get a drink. And we talked about it after. And he was like, oh my God, I panicked so much because he gets so into it that he sometimes forgets to check in. And I'm like, look, I'll tell you, I'm quite happy to not wait for you to say, give me a color or how are you sort of thing. I'll tell you. And he just said that 2.5 seconds of pure panic where he thought he'd done something really wrong. Mm. And then in his head, he was like, no, you idiot. You just pulled her off the bed too quickly and she's probably got a head rush.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing. But because we've been taking it really slow, I think since we first had our discussion end of January, beginning of February, we've done 3 or 4 scenes, which is a lot from what we've been before DS. I mean, we were probably having sex maybe once a month, if that. But so far, because we've both been very relaxed around each other and understanding, and I'm not expecting, you know, Tom to go from vanilla to mega dom overnight. I think we both get it, but it's just so much fun.
That's exactly how, I mean, that sounds like the perfect sort of safe word situation to have. You know, you called out your color and it was approached in you know, the way that you got the care that you needed. Mm-hmm. And then sounds like you continue on. Because I know some people with their safe words, yellows and reds and greens, they all mean different things. And there can be that panic. But if you can feel safe enough to call the yellow, and then importantly, have the debrief afterwards and talk through what it was exactly, just to give both of you a little bit of reassurance.
Yeah.
Do you
discuss it with any friends at all? I'm always curious how much of this people talk about friends. Like, yeah. I don't talk about it with my friends at all.
Yeah.
Only.
Well, it's different for men as well, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. I think so.
The women agreeing.
I think men
aren't as forthcoming about things. No. And it might be like, how are you, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas I've told 3 friends, one of which I know is kinky anyway, so I knew she'd understand, and we've been friends for, oh my God, 21 years I think now. One of my friends, I made her come to the alternative market in London with me a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So she was like, what, why are we here? And I was like, oh, I've got to tell you. So I told her.
Surprise. I'm kinky.
Yeah. So I haven't gone in debt, but I've spoken to it with friends that I'm really close to and I trust. To not like, oh, you never guess what Liz and Tom are doing. Mm. And I, you know, I'm quite open. I sort of think if this has helped my relationship with Tom, I sort of feel like it's a secret that most marriages or long-term relationships need to know. Like this is a game changer, even if it's not a hardcore DS, BDSM thing, like even just speaking to your partner about your sex life and doing the sex menu together, I feel like it's the best kept secret. Mm-hmm. For unlocking so much from your relationship. Like I couldn't imagine mine and Tom's relationship going any deeper because we've been together for so long, and you know, we work together, we're in each other's pockets basically. I couldn't imagine that changing, and it's changed so much. So I saw part of me wants to shout it from the rooftops and be like, why aren't you doing this? This is great.
Mm. I've often wondered if I should, because you're absolutely right. The techniques are work regardless of whether you're in a kinky relationship or not. So I've often wondered if I should, you know, make it kind of expand it out and try and talk to regular couples as well.
At the end of the day, you know, we're talking about consent and communication and safety in every single, you know, I feel like that's all we would have to say, really. The whole website, just 3 words, consent, communication, and safety, and just put them out there on a billboard or whatever. But I totally agree with you that having a space to be able to have these conversations, once you realize that they're not scary things, and that it feels perfectly natural to be speaking to your partner about sex and about how it's making you feel and what you want to explore with it. It's like, well,
if you have the right partner, that's the thing, though. I can see a lot of people speaking up about this and then their partner being like, you know, shaming them or just being like, no, that's totally not what I'm into. But it's okay to say you're not into it, but being like, I think less of you now, you know, that kind of thing. And I can see we're obviously talking about the positive side of it. And I can also see the negative side of it. But if that's where the scariness comes from, of trying to bring this stuff up, because your partner might reject you. And
I know I've said it. I am very lucky with Tom. And even though I was absolutely terrified to broach it with him, I wish I wasn't, because it's changed so much. And we talk about everything else, so why haven't we talked about that before? Even if I wasn't bringing up the DS dynamic that I wanted to try, why hadn't we talked about it before? Because it's been going on for the last, I'd say, year or two. Why hadn't I brought it up before? And then as soon as I brought it up, I was like, well, actually, this is really easy. And we both get excited now to talk to each other about how we're feeling, like, if we found a new podcast or if we read something or if there's something he's thought about he wants to try or I want to try. Like, I mean, the other night, for example, I can't even remember how we got onto the subject. But we started talking and we literally ended up following each other around the house while we were doing our jobs, because we just wanted to keep talking about it. And it wasn't like we were talking because, we were getting excited and we were going to go upstairs or whatever. We just were really enjoying talking about sex and our relationship and what we'd heard that week or seen that week. And I just want to shout it from the rooftops. Like, talk, communicate.
Yeah, it's the key thing. And I think that's why a lot of, I don't know if this is stereotyping, but younger folks tend to have more trouble getting into DS or getting into trouble, because they haven't learn they're not used to being in relationships anyway, so you know it's their first relationship and they're trying to do DS and they haven't figured out how to even communicate with their partner on a about anything, let alone DS.
They can find
a real struggle.
I like I said, when I was younger, I'd get men that I was having sex with strangling me without asking or checking that was okay, and then you're too scared to say, I don't like this. Like, I don't trust you. I don't, like, we haven't discussed this before. And I think I'm so glad I'm not young anymore. But I think, like, with the rise of rough porn and stuff like that, more and more young people are going through it and not being able to speak up and say, actually, I'd rather we talked about this first and agree I'd quite like this, or I wouldn't like that, or I'm into this and not into that. Just to have that communication initially is so important. So important. And getting consent.
Yeah.
When you broached the sex menu with Tom, did you guys fill it out together? Did you go on your own separate sort of areas and only discuss common interests? How did that work out?
Well, I'd saved it. I sent it to Tom. He had the tablet, I had my laptop, and we sat opposite each other. We've got like an open plan living room and dining room, so we sat opposite each other, because a lot of the things Tom wasn't sure what they meant, and obviously because of my proclivity towards smut, I know what a lot of, so we filled them out separately, with me sort of chiming in every now and again to explain what things meant, and then we sat and went through them together. And sometimes when I explained things that Tom had put that he was up for or wanted to try, he'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. because I wanted to do it separately, because I didn't want to influence him and him think, oh, well, I want to try that, but Liz doesn't want to try that, so I'm not going to put that So I was like, let's do it separately and then we'll sit together and we'll go through point by point what we think. And we made loads of notes at the end about different things. Yeah, but the sex menu is a game changer, 100%.
Definitely the best way to do it separately.
Yeah.
And then go through it.
Were there any of your own answers that surprised you? If I remember when I did my sex menu and when we were discussing it together, that a couple of them that I had maybe put on the soft limit or on the fence, once we had a 2-minute chat about it and like described a scenario, and I was like, oh, actually that bit about it sounds quite interesting, and so then it would up my score or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. I think when we talked about things more in depth and how we could do certain things or broach certain things, we were both like, oh, actually, like, we could try it, and if we don't like it, then we don't have to do it again. But yeah, there were some things that initially I was like, absolute hard limit, no way. And then Tom, like I said, is so easygoing. He'd be like, well, we could do it like this or try it like that. And I'd be like, let's try it and see how we get on. And then we can not do it again if it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep thinking about like whether I should make an electronic version so you could, you know, fill it out and it would rank everything and figure out where your compatibilities are and where they're not. I mean, it's essentially what you're doing manually.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But then I also think part of the beauty of it is it forces you to talk to your partner. Yeah. And if it was an app and you could just do it separately and never talk to them about it, it would kind of lose some of the magic. So you've given us loads of great tips about how you introduced DS, and you had to, you know, you've done it fantastically. For anyone else who's out there who maybe is resonating with what you're saying, they've kind of looked at erotica or porn and there's something about it that sparks their interest, but they're not quite sure what to do next. What would be your top tips to help them out?
I think the main thing is get over the fear of talking, first of all. That was the biggest thing for me, was like, oh my God, I've got to try and broach this subject with Tom, and I don't want him to think I'm not happy in our relationship because I am. And, oh, what if he thinks it's a bad idea, or he doesn't want to do it, or he thinks I'm disgusting or whatever. I think the main thing is getting over the fear and just having that conversation, because you will be surprised at the other person's reaction. In my heart of hearts, I knew Tom would be supportive, even if he was like, I'm not really interested in it, but like, yes, we do need to improve our sex life. Communication. Get over the fear and communicate with your partner. And like I've probably babbled on about so much now, the amount that we're talking about everything and how much happier we both feel now that we've just got it all out in the open. I can't imagine going back now and sort of closing Pandora's box again. It's changed everything. So my main thing, get over the fear and talk to your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, I've been resonating the whole time. I'm like, yeah. It's yeah. Like, you've done about it a perfect way.
Yeah.
But have you been journaling or writing about your experience, or do you take notes to think about things that you want to try again?
I don't, purely because on the face of it, my job is quite stress-free because I work with animals. But most of the time when I get home, I don't really want to do anything, talk to anyone. So the main thing we've been doing is the homework. And I've mentioned a couple of times is if Tom's asked me to do some homework, I think, what was it he asked for last week? We're broaching the subject of anal, which we've flirted with a bit before, but he wanted me to give him a bit more information on that. So I've been sitting down and writing things I want to try, positions that might make it easier, etc. I haven't been journaling, but the homework, I guess, is my sort of journal to write things that we want to try. And I even said to Tom the other night, like, can I give you some homework for things that you want to try and you want me to do? Because I don't want it to all be on him, because it is, because he's not had time really without me to process being Dom. I'm like, I want to be there to help you as well as you be there to help me. So can I give you homework? So I think our little homework tasks are our form of journaling and writing things down.
It's funny because I had written an entire article on the site, and I do recommend it. It's like 6 first steps for the beginner submissive or something. And it is actual legitimate journaling prompts to think about, to get into your own headspace of like what it is about DS that intrigues you as a submissive. Because I so many submissives will come to me, or I'll read, and they're so intrigued by the idea and by the fantasy of DS, but they are both like trapped and limited by the fear and by all this stigma and guilt that's kind of piling on them before they start out this whole thing. And then like when they're in it, they're oftentimes going and trying to find these ideal perfect mega doms, like you said, you know, that like will just tick all other boxes. And it's like, wait a minute, what is it apart from someone trying, who you want to solve all of your worldly problems, you know, like what is
Wouldn't
it about
nice?
Submission? Yeah, like what do you actually get out of it, and like why do you want to explore this? And I think it's really important to get into the emotional side of it, because if you don't know why you're doing this in the first place, you know, I think it leads to dangerous situations that you're going to get emotionally hurt, if not physically hurt. And it's really important to know yourself, you know, like it sounds really philosophical and a bit woo-woo perhaps, but I mean, like, if we don't know ourselves first.
I do think some subs want to just absolve themselves of all responsibility of anything in the relationship.
And, well, I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Well, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah. But they want the sort of good bits and to have their say, you know, in the good bits. And then if something's gone wrong in their life, they're like, oh, well, you know, it's nothing to do with me.
Heaven.
But also
Dom's.
Great.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Doms do the opposite. Doms like get too controlling and too, they don't take the time to look. I think, I don't know, very generalized, but I think a lot of subs do look into it more and research it more. Whereas the Doms, some of the online Doms I've seen anyway, they don't even know what it is. And they're just like, oh, I get to tell someone what to do. Great. Yeah, do that. And they then call themselves a Dom and they've not actually, they don't even know anything else about it.
Yeah, one of my first homework assignments from Tom was to write down why I want to be a sub and what I want from it, so he could understand where I was coming from. I mean, my advice for finding a Dom is probably marry an autistic person, because they take it all really seriously.
Yeah.
And do all the research.
Yeah. I think it's true. We were discussing this a few podcasts ago about the prevalence of neurodivergent people within kink.
Yeah, I listened to the, was it the puppy one?
Yes.
The
guy with
autism. Yeah. I mean, it has its ups and downs, let me tell you, being married to an autistic person, but it is good because when you give them, this is me generalizing, obviously, my experience of being married to an autistic person. When I give him a subject or he's into something, it's like he'll research it to the nth degree, look into it, listen to everything, get all of the different opinions and process it all in his brain. So that is the plus side of being married to an autistic person.
Yeah, for sure. So where's next? Where do you think your dynamic is going to go to? You touched on a few activities you want to try there, but where can you see it evolving to?
I mean, I'm very intrigued by the 24/7 dynamic. I have said maybe we'll get there one day, but I think it's just the ability to explore with each other and feel free with each other and not worry about the other judging whatever we want to try. And anything that I've brought up with Tom and vice versa, we've not been like, oh God, why do you like that? Or why do you want me to try that? We've just been really open and like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go and see what happens. So we're both just really excited to carry on and try things. And I think the main thing will be getting Tom's confidence up, because he's so worried he's going to do something wrong. And I'm like, I'm not judging you. We're going through this process together. You know, in a year's time, we might look back and be like, oh God, can you remember that first scene? Oh, weren't we so cute and innocent? And now we're doing whatever. So I'm excited for the future and what we can explore together.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
It's perfect. I'm like, I just feel all really warm and cozy inside hearing your story.
Glad.
Sounds wonderful. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I think you, I mean, it's been amazing talking to you. I think you have a perfect example of how to go about introducing DS into a relationship. I like
this. Oh, nothing you guys.
It's perfect. So anyone listening to this, you should, you know, you should listen to Liz as
well,
a model of
I
how
do,
to do it.
I do need to give you guys some credit. The website, the workbook, the Stex menu. Oh my God, I know I'm going to keep going on about it and sound like a broken record, but we wouldn't be where we are without me finding the website. So Kinky Events should get all of the praise as well.
Oh, thank you.
As me.
Yeah. And if people do want to find it, they can go kinkyevents.co.uk. Search for Stex menu, and what we're talking about is this basically Excel template with 350 activities in there. You can download it, fill out your own one.
Nice little
be honest
plug there. Yeah, isn't that so important?
Yeah. Be honest and don't be shy and think, oh my God, is my partner or prospective partner going to think I'm disgusting doing X, Y, and Z? Like, if you want to try it, and if the person that you're with thinks you're disgusting or not worthy of their attention, then move on.
yeah, there's no point filling
them. They're not worth your attention.
Yeah, I agree.
We're at the point, I know that I need to update my sex menu and go through it all again. The beauty of DS is that it is a journey with different fluctuating desires. And I know that there are some things on there that are, I need to update.
Yeah. We were thinking about a podcast episode where we go through.
Yeah, so that might
but
be coming
might be
up.
Really boring for people if we just say it.
Literally as we're just going down the list.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, but amazing. Well, thanks so much. Are there any parting words you wanted to leave people with, or anything you felt we haven't asked you that you'd like people to know?
I guess my main thing is just don't be scared to talk to your partner or prospective partner, because you'll be surprised to where you come to after you've taken that plunge and had the initial chat. So don't be scared and talk to them as much as you can.
Excellent.
Wise words.
Well, thank you for joining us, Liz.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And a big thanks to Tom as well.
Yeah.
Sending him all of the encouragement that we can send his way.
You both deserve
the unsung hero hiding in the man cave.
Yeah, you guys are doing well.
Yeah, amazing. So I'm sure there's loads of great stuff in there for listeners. So once again, thank you so much for joining us. Lovely to have you with us. And without further ado, we'll say lots of love and spanks from Chief Wano and Liz. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk. Helping you create the dom-sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.